Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. Today, we're just going to talk about cancel culture and what they have done. Their success stories are none other than stupid. I mean, honestly, you would rather cancel Dr. Seuss than worry about racism, than worry about anything else. It's quite frankly tragic that they do that. Instead of making a political movement that you know that will benefit you, like most young conservatives do. But the cancel culture community does not do that. Quite frankly, I feel like the cancel culture community just does it for fun. And just does it to piss anyone off. It shouldn't be that way. Dr. Seuss, should have never been canceled, in my opinion. And when you really see it in that way, all the libraries, everyone is going to pull out Dr. Seuss from their shelves. Everyone is just going to take all that's been practically quote-unquote canceled and basically going to burn it or trash it. And it shouldn't be like that. Our country was built by the most genius people that have ever lived. They thought of everything. They thought of how would we create a government if it failed the first time. They said, what if our government becomes tyrannical? That our people can't practically do anything by themselves anymore. And that's where we're headed. Our country is a country of pride, unity, and mostly, majorly, canceling. And that is what's the horror of cancel culture. Cancel culture should never have a place in our democracy, let alone our country. If we do let cancel culture come in and just be there, we ultimately will unbelievably go into the darkness, because cancel culture is different. They think different than what most Americans or most people do. And it's quite unfortunate that they'd want to do that, but they do want to do that. And I mean, I don't know your perspectives. I don't know cancel culture's perspectives, but I do know one thing. Cancel culture is nothing else but a big bully towards anyone else. It shouldn't have a place in our country. It should not. I've always said canceling a person is undeniably stupid. You know, but when that person becomes extremely childish and gets on someone for literally nothing, when that person has said, quote, I am the definition of immaturity, that's when you need to cancel them. When they're saying that they're not, but they are, that's when we need to cancel them. Because if we let these people still come and talk, it's still going to do the same thing. I mean, there's no question about it. And as I speak towards people, you know, there's more and more people that agree with me that, you know, a lot of people should shut their mouths sometimes rather than talk all of a sudden. And I quite frankly agree more than likely. Cancel culture is just a big bully. What cancel culture does is they basically intimidate the person and they intimidate everyone until they get their way. Shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be that way. Cancel culture will never have a place in our democracy, let alone in our world. We need to stop cancel culture. It is not right. It is not right for both sides of the aisle. Conservatives and left. And the left. Immaturity is there. You have people that try to come against you when you're proving yourself, you're proving your point, and they're just outlavishly debunking, saying that your points are wrong, your facts are wrong, when in reality, you have it there. I just want to make some things clear. Those charts that I had for COVID-19 were given to me by a nurse from the Valley Regional Medical Center. That nurse is my mother. I did not just get any little Google chart. She practically gave me the death mortality rate. And if you're going to say that that is fiction and not facts, please, you are not a medical professional. I leave that to my mother. But in any case, no person should be canceled for the wrong things. Now, here we have cancel culture. Cancel culture was basically brought by I don't want to say James Charles, but James Charles is a definite must in the cancel culture community. He needs to get canceled himself. I mean, there's these allegations that he's a pedophile and he's grooming people. It needs to stop. It happened before in the past. We need to stop him. He should not be a part of our society. I mean, He's been doing this consistently. And you know, a pedophile and a sex offender, their ways are completely the same. They're gonna keep on doing it no matter how much you tell them not to, you know? That is what's sad about pedophiles and sex offenders. In any case, well, we have many podcasts already planned. I have many podcasts planned. Roxy will join us. Of course she will. Because she's a definite member. And honorable guest and host here in Charlie's podcast. Lauren will accompany us too. As more than others. More people will come in. And I am starting to love looking towards the future of this podcast. I think this podcast has a future. We have to keep going. We cannot stop. If we stop, we lose. If we don't, we won't. As we say here in Charlie's podcast, the bigger get going, the smaller get losing. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to thank you. Thank you for listening. I know a lot of people still to this day listen to my podcast. I know you've been asking for a podcast, and I am giving it to you now. I will start giving them more and more casually because I know people are interested in this podcast specifically because I have conspiracy theories. I have anything you'd ever speculate on. If you need to be red-pilled, I can red-pill you. If you don't think the government is run by a one-person government, you're wrong. We're not run. We're political parties were meant to be divided. For people to be divided. And that's what we're basically getting towards. These people are dividing us. If you don't think there's a shadow government, you're wrong. There's a shadow government in any country. If you think we have our own monetary system and we have our own Fed, we don't. all centralized banks are owned by the Rothschilds. But, you know, we could get this. We could have gotten this. We could have stopped them. We could have stopped everyone that was doing wrong if President Trump was elected. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Adios.